Gracious God, we lift our hands for so many things, but there's nothing we could do of greater importance than to lift them in praise of you, which we have just done. Thank you for this Sabbath day you gave us as a gift of renewal and rest and worship. Thank you that on this day, Lord, you meet our needs and you remind us again and again and again that we can depend upon you every day. Help us to put our priorities back in perspective today and to live out of them, putting you first and then our loved ones, and that we might always remember that you called us to serve in the world, to increase your love and the love of neighbor. May all that we do form us as your people in worship, and may we truly have the heartbeat of Christ within us today as we learn how to rejoice when the missing are found, just as you did, as the shepherd and the woman sweeping the house for the coin and the loving father who waited for the son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Could I ask the younger children to come forward? I have a children's message today. Please join me. Hi, Skylar. Ava, it's good to see you. Thank you for joining me. Ava, you want to come up? It's good to see all of you. You know what Reverend Green's going to talk about today? It's from Luke chapter 15, and he calls it the lost and found department. Have you ever lost anything? Lost a toy or something you were looking for? Have you? What was it like when you lost it? Were you kind of nervous that you wouldn't find it?
Yes.
Yeah. And then when you found it, what happened? Were you, what were you?
Sad.
When you found it, what were you? Were you happy?
Happy.
Happy? Happy when you found it. Have you all lost something and found it?
Find it, I say, oh, finally, I found it.
Well, you know what? In Luke 15, that's kind of what happens in each of the stories. There's three different stories. And so when Reverend Green reads the scripture, I want you to listen. So the first story is there's a lost sheep. And the shepherd goes looking and looking and looking for the sheep. And he finds it. The second story is about a woman who's lost a coin, and she's sweeping and sweeping and sweeping, and she finds the coin. And the last story is about a son who leaves home, and the father keeps looking out his window and looking out his window until his son comes home and he rejoices. The story I want to tell you is, do you see this ring? My mom, I got this ring from my mom. And it's very, very special to me. It has diamonds and sapphires in it. And after my sister gave it to me, I lost it. And I couldn't find it. My jewelry box was, I pulled everything out of it. And it was so special to me. But then I found it. And I put it on my finger. And it reminds me of my mom. And I was so happy. Just like that lost sheep. And that lost coin and the lost son, when I found it, because it reminds me of my mom. So when I wear it, she's real close to my heart. But what I want to tell you today is we're never lost from God. Do you know that? He always finds us. He's always beside us, no matter where we go. So I want you to remember that you sometimes are like the lost sheep, and he finds you wherever you are. Isn't that good news? That lost and found department, he always claims us. There's a scripture that I love that reminds me that he's never forgotten me or lost me. It's from Isaiah 49, and here's the image. See, I've engraved you on the palm of my hand. And what I think that means is God has all of our names on the palm of his hand. And he says, Skylar, Ava, Kylie, Callie, Jacob, and Caleb, all your names are written on God's hand. And if you feel like you're lost sometimes, he's going to find you. That's good news, isn't it? Lyndon, can you show us what the sign is for lost? Can you all do that? Lost? Kind of make your hands. Lost. But then show us what the sign for found is. Found. Isn't that neat? It's like God picks us up. Found. Can you do the found sign again? He picks us up and holds us close to his heart. That's good news, isn't it? So whenever you lose something and you find it and you're so happy, that's what how God feels about you. Caleb, Jacob, Skylar, Ava, and Kaylee. That's what he says. He finds you and he loves you. Will you remember that today? As Reverend Green reads that story, remember, what's the sign for found? Found. He picks us out. Can we join hands and pray? Can you join us? Dear loving, gracious God, we thank you that you are a God that always finds us and loves us and holds us close to your heart, and that our names are engraved on the palm of our hand. You'll never forget us. Lord, as the lost sheep was found and the lost coin and the lost son returned home, Lord, we thank you that you are a loving God that always, always finds us no matter where we are. I ask your blessings on each of these children, on Caleb and Jacob and Skylar and Ava and Kaylee, that they just receive the blessings that you have for them. Thank you for the joy that is theirs in knowing you and being your child. We thank you and praise you that you are a God that loves us so much each and every day. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen. Thank you for being here, and go find your parents, okay?